Good morning. A sunny and cool start to the day for June across interior New York and New England, with many locations starting off in the 40s and lower 50s. With that sun already getting high in the sky, we've begun a nice turnaround, and readings will climb back through the 50s and 60s as we go through the morning and top out in the middle to upper 70s on average by late this afternoon. High pressure is in control of our weather and will dominate, keeping it dry through the day today and into the night tonight, when skies will be clear for a while before clouds start to increase from the south and west. Overnight, temperatures will drop back into the lower to mid-50s once again as clouds thicken towards sunrise tomorrow. We'll be watching two areas of low pressure which will impact our weather on Thursday, first with thickening clouds around sunrise, then eventually showers before lunchtime as a storm system pivots through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley and teams up with a low pressure area along the mid-Atlantic coast. The system to the south will bring rain showers through the middle of the day, perhaps some heavier bursts of rain in New England around lunchtime, before it quickly scoots off the east coast. This will leave us with a drier stretch of weather late in the afternoon on Thursday, but still cloudy skies, keeping temperatures in the upper 60s for afternoon highs. Eventually, that system in the Ohio Valley will pivot through on Friday with a few scattered showers. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. It'll be breezy and cool with highs staying in the 60s. We'll rebound back to a little more sunshine on Saturday. Still some clouds will mix in, but temperatures will find their way back into the middle and upper 70s before yet another disturbance approaches from the west on Sunday for Father's Day with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures for the second half of the weekend will be in the mid-70s. This will begin another period of somewhat unsettled weather, and while it will not be raining the whole time, we do run the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms again next Monday and Tuesday, with highs staying in the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as a strong ridge of high pressure continues to build across the west, well above normal temperatures will persist into midweek. Along the west coast, including California, Oregon, and Washington, temperatures are likely to be 10 to 30 degrees above average. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect. While temperatures soar in the west, a series of cold fronts will keep temperatures at or below normal across much of the central and eastern United States. One of those fronts will produce showers and storms across the Great Lakes and Midwest today. Across the southeast, a stalled front will remain in place, supporting showers and storms from the eastern Gulf to the southern mid-Atlantic. Some of these storms may produce heavy rain, raising flash flooding concerns. And tropical cyclone Vayu is located in the Arabian Sea west of Mumbai. The cyclone is expected to intensify as it approaches northwestern parts of India on Thursday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 32 degrees, with a northwest wind at 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 40 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 46, 83% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.17 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 66, that's right on normal for this time of year. Another 63 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 2.74 inches, which is 1.31 inches above normal, and 18.46 inches for the year, which is 2.25 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 56, the record high 95 set in 2017, and the record low 38 in 1972 and in 1941. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. mostly clear tonight in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing cloud tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers and some heavier bursts of rain moving through in the middle of the day, drying out by evening. High temperatures in the middle and upper 60s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool Friday with a few passing showers, upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s on Saturday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday in the mid 70s. And a few more showers and storms possible on Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.